Good morning.
Oh, hello.
Welcome to Coffee Beanery Sip and Share. You've got Britton.
And Patty.
And we are still missing Lori.
Yeah. One day we'll get her back.
I know. What was it? Last week.
She was at her meeting.
She was at her meeting. Mm-hmm. And what, 10 minutes before the live, I had to leave.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, all right, cool. Yeah. We'll figure that out.
Well, the school called me and my little one got off the bus 4 steps into school. And got sick on the floor.
You know, I was thinking about you last night and just like how much little kids puke. Like as adults, we don't puke half as much as little kids do. They puke all the time.
Yeah, mine are kind of out of that stage, I would say.
That's good.
And I think he ended up getting, I think he was like car sick.
Yeah.
Because he was completely fine the rest of the day.
Yeah.
He's like, day off. Literally as soon as we got home, he goes, can I eat something? I'm like, I guess.
Like, are you hungry?
Yeah. And then he ate the rest of the day. He went to football practice that night. He was no fever.
Totally fine. Everything's
no
fine.
No nothing.
Yeah.
Morning.
Yeah. Little kids are weird like that. Hey, Mo.
I'm like, I don't know, 25, 30 minutes from school. And so then the school was like, I'm like, okay, I'll be there in 30 minutes. And they're like, is anybody closer?
Like, what? Yeah.
I mean, I'll be there as soon as
Right.
I
what do
can.
You want? Some parents work an hour away or
That's
more.
That's what I'm like, I'm going to jump in the car right now.
Yeah. I'm not messing around. I'm not like, taking a shower first.
Crazy.
You know, I'll get here when I get here.
I got there as soon as I can, but it kind of left you in a lurch.
Yeah.
But you guys did some Zodiac stuff.
Yeah, I was quick. You know, I don't know if you saw any of what we talked about. Did you hear about that?
I did not get to watch it. No.
Yeah. Well, basically what we were talking about is the fact that they say that the Zodiac has actually switched because the Earth wobbles 1 degree every year. So, or no, I'm sorry, every 72 years.
Morning,
every 72 Debra. Years.
Morning,
hey, girls. How's it going? So because of that, the sign that you think you are, you might not actually be.
Well, I thought that the sign you were born into is the sign you're born into, but the dates changed slightly over the years.
Yeah, that's kind of what it was, right? Yeah, so like Logan was a true Virgo. I'm supposed to be a Libra, but it says I'm actually a Virgo. Brett was supposed to be a Gemini, but it says he's actually a Taurus now. So stuff like that, if you buy into that, you know.
Are they just like right on the line or something?
Yeah, because like Virgo and Libra are really close together. And so like Logan's birthday is tomorrow, right? And my birthday's at the end of the month.
I'm like trying to find the things to see if I change.
I only sniffed out the boys because I knew they were coming in with us.
For sure.
But yeah.
I'm curious now because I'm April 25th, but I don't feel like, I feel like that might actually be on the line.
Yeah, it might be.
I don't know.
It might be.
I'm going to have to do some investigation.
I know. I thought it was interesting though. And I told my son about it and he's 14 and he knows everything.
You're Pisces.
Two fish being naughty. That's funny.
I know. I am a Taurus. I mean, I feel like I'm a Taurus.
Isn't a Taurus a bull? Does that mean bullheaded? I don't know. Stubborn?
A little bit stubborn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mine is like as a Libra, like indecisive. And then you wonder if like you're told that that's what your sign is. And so you naturally do those things.
I don't think so. Because I mean, you don't really know what your sign is most times until you're a little bit older.
Yeah. It's not like your mom's reading your zodiac to you at birth, right? That'd be kind of dark. Mean,
so the traits are reliable, determined, practical, and loyal, stubborn, possessive, materialistic. Sounds about right.
I don't think you're materialistic.
Oh, yeah.
You?
I think I am. I think I try not to be, but probably at my core.
Yeah, I do like to buy stuff.
I can't afford to be. It's probably more accurate.
You guys, what I like to spend money on right now is dirt. For my plants.
Leos are stubborn too.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, I love that. Dirt is what I buy, spend money on right now. Dirt and plants.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah, it's weird, but I'm like, I'm killing my plants with this soil. They're smothering. I have to buy them good dirt.
I spend my money on kids' sports.
Yeah, I used to be there.
Yeah. Estelle's competition season starts in December. So,
yeah.
I think though we can maybe get away with only getting one hotel.
Oh,
so
gosh.
That would be awesome.
That is awesome. We used to, my son's travel baseball team was like every weekend out of the state.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know because I assumed it'd be like a dance competition where you have to be there all day for the whole weekend.
Yeah.
And But I guess that's not how it is. They'll be like, okay, this team is going to go at 10 a.m. on Saturday.
Good.
And you'll only have to be there for a couple hours.
Fabulous. That's great.
I'm really hoping.
Yeah, because like for baseball.
Thank you, Deborah. We appreciate that.
We appreciate that. We would start on Thursdays, which I'm like, hey, I have a job.
Right.
Right? Thursday through Sundays. And it was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know, and then practices would start at, you know, 4. And I'm like, again, I have a job. You know,
the 4 p.m. practices are wild. I mean, my child is released from school
right at
3:45.
Right.
Like even 4:30 is tough.
Yeah.
To like Logan, get him there. He's in my office. He's
First of all, it's not your dog anymore. You've been gone for days and he is abandoned property. Okay. So like, don't come at me. Like, where's my dog? He's our dog now. Okay.
He got separated. Well, the puppies got separated for him today, I guess.
Yeah.
The puppies escaped.
Yes.
Actually, I'm not sure how that happened.
He hid yesterday when Kevin came to get him to take him home. He hid behind me and was like, nah, we ain't doing this. And I'm like, no, we're not. He's staying. But
also, Logan, I went to take the puppies outside because I had just taken Willie outside and played with him. And the puppies got to the gate to go out of my office, and Willie ran up and I was telling him to stay and sit. He took Daisy and he scooped her backwards so that he could try to get out. He's being a little bit wild.
Charles,
you a lot.
When I started reading your sentence, this is my last time watching y'all.
I know, I got sad.
It got real dark for a second. I was like, what do you mean? Are you okay?
And then I kept reading and I was like, oh, okay. Congratulations.
Right. That just means our minds are just, but congratulations, Charles. Lovely to see you today. Hello, Patty. Lovely to see you. Happy retirement, buddy. That's so awesome.
That's a big milestone.
It is a big milestone. I'd like to be retired.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
I'd be bored out of my mind. I just have more plants, probably.
I don't think I could do retired.
No, I'd have to do something.
I'd be so bored.
Yeah.
I could maybe do like part-time.
Yeah. Like when I have a week off and I'm at home and I'm just like doing projects, it's great, right? And I'm like, okay, I need more time. I didn't get everything done. But at a point, I'll have everything done.
Yeah.
You know?
And then you'll be bored.
Yeah, for sure.
For sure.
Yeah. Oh, Logan's leaving again Friday to abandon his dog once again.
He has to go to California for that trade show.
Oh, well.
It's a work trip.
Yeah, unfortunately, your dog is abandoned once again. But I don't know what to tell you. I mean, Willie, so when he gets here, or I get here in the morning, I'm the first one here, and he bolts around, he goes right to my office, we get a treat, and then he goes and lays on the couch out there while I make coffee.
I actually have a giant bruise on my leg from him from Monday, because he was so excited to see me, and he couldn't figure out what to do, but he did, he like stepped on my leg.
He doesn't know his own strength.
He was so happy. No.
Charles says, at 72, I am 72. So ready. Man, good job, buddy.
Good job. You're ready.
Yeah. Good morning, Bill. Lovely to see you. Mo says, you never know how much you can do in your pajamas until you are retired. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. I look forward to that.
It's funny because when my father-in-law was retiring, his neighbor had been retired for 2 or 3 years, and he was giving him advice. And he's like, you have to get yourself on a schedule. You have to get up on time. You have to go, like, basically make tasks for yourself or you'll just, the day will be gone before you know it.
My mom, when my dad retired, was so annoyed. She was just like, he's just everywhere all the time. He goes everywhere. He goes to the grocery store with me, you know, and she used to do all this stuff. And now they're like attached at the hip. You do not see one without the other.
She's used to having her space.
Yeah. And he's been retired for like 20 years now.
I just realized I put happy fall in the description. It's not technically fall.
What is
it?
Yeah, no, I think the 21st is the first day of fall.
Oh, so it's close.
Yeah, we're close enough.
It's
yeah.
like 80 some yeah. degrees.
We've outside. Got fall coffee. So, like fall. You know,
we do have fall
coffee. And we have our fall sale. And I've been loving the fall combinations people have been getting. Like today, somebody ordered maple syrup, cinnamon spice and caramel apple, and I was like, "Ooh, somebody's feeling fall right now."
Sounds cozy.
Yeah, I like that. I always want to take pictures of them, and then I'm like, "Why are you taking pictures of their coffee?"
I have so many pictures of orders and stuff on my phone. Every once in a while, I have to go through and just delete them. I'm like, "Why did I even take all?"
I know
these?
It's real weird.
It just makes me happy at the moment. I want to remember it.
And we've been so busy lately between the sale and then we have a TikTok partnership we're doing. We're building for Christmas and getting everything. We've got new flavors coming up.
Yeah.
And I haven't sat at my desk nearly all week.
So we're going to be announcing the new coffee flavors National Coffee Day.
Yeah. Are they launching that day, we think?
They're launching that day.
Okay.
But, I mean, we could announce them.
Yeah.
Should we announce them?
I mean, we could.
Should we? What do you guys think? Do you want to know what the three permanent flavors are?
Yeah. Oh, I came up with one more we needed to make permanent. What was it I thought about today? I was like, no. Oh, peach. Everybody's always asking for peach.
Oh, really?
We should do peach next.
Well, if we first of all, shelf space.
Oh, my gosh. Every time we come up with a new flavor. And so we came up with this task list of like, okay, new flavor. Everybody's got to do this. And then it was like, okay, so who does this? Who does this? And we're like, who's going to find space on the shelf? And I was like, not me.
Hundreds.
Yeah.
Of boxes, and all the boxes have 20 bags of coffee in them. Hundreds.
I bet you your arms were feeling that the next day.
No, I wasn't sore at all, but it was just, I was like sweaty and exhausted. It was really hot.
It's a workout.
Don't
it's a workout.
Tease you.
Oh, we were just going to say, should we say it and not say anything else?
Does anybody have any guesses?
You guys know, right? You know.
Let's see if anybody can guess.
Yeah.
We will tell you before the end of today.
Unless we forget.
So my mom
butterscotch pudding. You know, Charles
lost the battle on this one.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you that.
Charles, the next time I see your order, I'll throw some butterscotch pudding in if I see it.
Yeah.
I'll go grab some. But you like pods, right? I don't think I have pods. I only have grounds of butterscotch pudding.
You have a refillable pod.
Yeah, if you have a refillable pod, I'll send you some of that. Mm-hmm. Yuck on peach, Patty. Not a peach fan. I'm guessing you probably don't also like the apricot, because that one to me is like, if you like peach, you probably like apricot. Similar. Yeah, similar-ish.
I don't know.
Yeah, apricot cake is a good one. Nobody's got any guesses so far?
What are your guesses?
Yeah.
Did you watch the Lions game?
I was doing something.
Okay.
I did not. Tell me more.
They have this, the leap zone behind the field goal thing.
Doing the Lambeau leap.
Yeah. And so
we don't call it that here.
St. Brown jumps up backwards into it and like just so athletic, right?
Yeah.
Gets right up there, is posing, jumps down.
I actually did see this, I think.
Yeah. Next thing you know, Goff tries to jump up there and he like belly flops onto the side and they're like trying to pull him up. Finally he gets flipped over for a picture. Well, I saw an interview the next day about it and he was like, I've just always wanted to do it and I saw my chance and then nobody helped me and I couldn't make it. I was dying.
That's funny.
It was so funny.
Oh my gosh, Patty, is that a texture thing? No fuzzy fruit? Is that the only fruit that's fuzzy? Now that I think
about
it.
Nobody has any guesses for the new flavors.
Wow.
Come on, guys.
I'm so disappointed in you guys. Come on. You can do better.
You can do this. Hey, there's three of them.
Yeah, three new flavors and one new holiday flavor, which I think we've
told
everybody.
The holiday flavor, I think you know.
Yeah.
And
those were all releasing on October 15th?
Yes.
Yeah.
October they should 15th. Be available to VIPs, I believe, October 1st. Okay. No, mocha mint's a normal one.
Yeah.
That's a holiday. Mm.
We used to do a chocolate mint year round and it wasn't a huge seller.
Yeah.
Which is weird because it's so good.
At Christmas it is, though. The Merry Mocha Mint is great. It's
yeah,
one of my
but
favorites.
Year round, not so much. Yeah. That's weird.
And it might be different now. I feel that flavor wasn't as popular because chocolate mint just wasn't popular.
Yeah.
Yep. Eggnog is going to be for the holiday.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I agree.
I feel like the chocolate mint shake or something is definitely more popular of a flavor than it used to be.
Yeah. It's weird because you wouldn't think you'd want mint with coffee.
Here's a clue. All three of the new flavors have some sort of fruit element.
Now I'm trying to remember what they are. What's the third one that I can't think of?
One, two, have.
I can't picture it.
Think hard.
Why can't I picture it?
They all have a fruit element.
But then are we actually doing four new flavors?
No, it's actually three.
Why can't I think about this?
Peppermint patties are all year round.
Agreed.
I love getting a big bag of like the York peppermint patties.
Apparently I shoplifted one when I was a baby. I asked my mom for one when I was like
not
a toddler.
Apple.
And she said no. And I would ate it anyways and then handed her the wrapper.
Apple probably would have been a good one, though.
Yeah, more banana.
More
absolutely.
More banana.
Yeah.
though a chocolate banana would have been nice.
Every time we do an LTO banana, it goes crazy. Mm-hmm. People love, love, love the banana.
We got two fruits down. Mm-hmm. Let's give us three more fruits.
And what do we have right now? Oh, our 70s box is shipping. I wonder if everybody has the box yet.
Apple would be good. That might have to go on our.
Yeah. Went to the Big E and got a drink called Santa's Nightcap.
Double espresso peppermint. Cold brew. Ooh, that sounds good.
Wow. Served in an ornament?
How cool.
I want to see a picture. Send it to us, Mo. I love it when you send us pictures. Mm-hmm. Oh, and Mo did send us a video of her performance, and it was pretty awesome. I was singing Video Killed the Radio Star throughout the office all day. Thanks for that, Mo.
Yeah.
Very true. I'm the office singer that no one asked for.
I never log into our messages, and I logged in just to see. I think I responded to you right away.
Yeah, you did. And then I was like, I had to say something, too. It was really cool.
Yeah.
Loved seeing that.
Love peppermint patties. Okay, cherry, we're halfway there.
And don't you already have a raspberry? We do have a raspberry, a chocolate raspberry. But what if we did a raspberry with no chocolate? So that's one of them.
That is one of them.
Yeah, that's one of them. No, it's just chocolate. Raspberry.
And then, Bill, we have a chocolate
not grape.
Cherry.
You know, Patty, grape has never been a flavor.
Regular raspberry and chocolate cherry are two.
Yeah.
So we're one more fruit.
What did you say? You said regular raspberry.
And chocolate cherry.
Oh, that's the one I couldn't think of. Yes.
And then there's one more.
Yes. No grape, please.
No grape. Oh.
You guys, we've tried some weird flavors here, but grape has never been one that's shown up on my flavoring list that I've seen. Because I know Deborah thought a wine box would be cool. And I'm like, yeah, that would be kind of fun. And I couldn't find anything along those lines at all. Mm-hmm. We've tried lavender, which wasn't good. We've tried rose. We've tried Earl Grey. Oh,
we've tried so many. Pineapple.
Mm, the pineapple was good when we did it. And I like the mango when we did it, too. I will say, though, Britain doesn't love it when I do the tropical flavors because those do stay around longer, as well as the citrus. Those ones do not sell as well.
I love watermelon flavored things, but I don't think we've tried a watermelon coffee.
I don't think I've ever come across that.
No, not strawberry this time. Mm. So we've got raspberry and chocolate cherry.
Yeah.
One more.
One more fruit one. What fruit haven't you guys named yet? Yeah, chocolate cherry is good.
So good.
Pineapple upside down cake sounds amazing, though.
Nope, not lemon.
That was the first dessert I ever learned how to make.
What's that picture? We can't see it on our screen, but we'll look at it later.
Oh, yeah. We'll see it later, yeah. Mm-hmm. Lemon has done well. See, I love the lemon. I think the first time we did lemon was in the Pride and Prejudice box, and we did like a lemon pound cake. And I love, love, love that. But not everybody did.
I feel like this fruit flavor is like a popular Christmas treat.
Patty says, because grape is medicine. Girl, okay. So when I had to do...
We are doing chocolate cherry.
I had to do R&D on Red Bull and try their Juneberry flavor. And to me, that did taste like grape dime tap. And that's like one of their number one selling flavors. And I'm like, I can't get over the medicine.
There you go, Belle. Chocolate orange.
Yes. Good job.
So we're going to have regular raspberry.
Yes.
Chocolate cherry and chocolate orange.
Yes. And do we want to say the other flavor we're also doing, or do we already
say
that?
They already know. They know about eggnog and Dubai chocolate.
Okay. Okay.
They guessed those ones.
So five new flavors.
Yep.
Coming up, guys.
I hope you guys are excited. We're excited.
Jennifer, I see your comment about fig, and I'm just going to say yes in something soon. And that's all I'm going to say.
You know about that.
Yeah, something soon.
Sweet.
Yes.
So, yeah, hopefully you guys are excited for those flavors. And they'll be in the full lineup. So regular decaf pods, 12 ounce.
Yeah. Not samplers, because samplers are harder to do. But, yeah. And we're making samplers like you wouldn't believe right now for everything. That's one of our biggest things that we do, our gift sets in the Christmas season, because coffee makes the perfect gift, obviously. We're not biased at all.
The Dubai chocolate, we were hoping to launch this week, but that didn't happen.
I'm going to be honest. The R&D on that has been really hard. The most difficult one I've ever done.
We just want to make sure it's like perfect.
Yes.
Because it's so popular.
And it's really hard to get the right amount of pistachio and chocolate
and not have the chocolate overpower it. And it's been a struggle.
Right. And so like somebody brought us the Dubai chocolate bar to try, and it was the Lindt chocolate bar. And, you know, if you've ever had like the Lindt milk chocolate truffle, it's just so creamy. Yeah. And it really overpowers everything else in the bar.
Well, they call it a Dubai style right. chocolate too. Yeah. So I really do think it is more chocolate than yeah. it should be.
Yes, agreed. So it's just, it's been really difficult. I'm not going to, like, the hardest yeah. one we've ever done. I'm just like, I don't know how many pots I've made so far. It feels like hundreds.
Right. Yeah. Because normally getting a flavor is not this difficult.
No. But. Usually I get a flavor sample. Okay. Let's tweak it a little bit. More this, add this. This time has just been like, kill me now.
We're getting close though. The one that we tried this morning is the closest that we've had.
I agree.
I got one of the skeleton t-shirts and just came yesterday. Oh, yay. I love those ones.
Yeah, we do always aim for fast delivery. Sometimes it doesn't happen if we're out of stock on something, but we're happy when we can get it out of the door quick.
Yeah. The production's been pretty good.
Yeah.
It's been a little bit weird with like Houston's wedding. I just feel like a lot of people have been gone.
Yeah. So for sure.
Pretty much everybody's still, they're on their way home from Hawaii still.
Yeah. And we have a big list of stuff, you know, production wise. And of course we fill other places too.
Yeah.
See stores and other things like that.
On top of every computer has to be updated. So that's been just
Windows 11
just
update.
A joy.
Yeah.
If you guys work in IT, you know.
Oh.
Such a joy. And if you have a Windows 10 computer at home, it will not be supported next month.
To update.
Yeah, it has to be updated to Windows 11 or you have to get a new computer.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
And I mean, it just won't be safe.
Yeah.
So.
Isn't that crazy?
It's been so fun.
Yeah. I always just look at you every time you have to do something IT and I'm just like, God bless you, because I don't ever want to do it.
I know. I was on the phone for like an hour and a half yesterday because we do contract out an IT company too, but normally I just do most of it myself.
Yeah.
But there's certain things that, you know, with the server and stuff, I'm not going to touch. And
yeah.
we were both, me and the IT guy just watching this computer just baffled.
Like, no idea what's going on.
And then all of a sudden it just resolved itself on its own.
Oh, like magic.
So frustrating.
Oh my gosh. Ooh, Patty says my neighbor makes homemade Dubai chocolate bars.
I want to try real Dubai chocolate.
Mm. I make a gooey butter cake with pistachio cream. It's not my recipe. It's by Grilled Cheese Social. If anybody wants to try it. But when I buy the jar of pistachio cream from Amazon, that thing is legit $15.
Oh, yeah.
And you have a yellow cake mix and a thing of cream cheese. And the yellow cake mix you, like, mix with butter and you press into the bottom of the cake pan.
Okay.
And then you mix up, like, you know, the cream cheese with, like, powdered sugar and maybe eggs or something.
Yeah.
And that goes over the top. And then you swirl the pistachio cream through it. When I tell you when I make this, that there's not a crumb left over, like
it's
it is
so good,
but it legit costs $20 to make once you're done.
Well, I was talking to my sister, London, I don't know, this week or something, and she was telling me that Crumble Cookies did a Dubai chocolate brownie.
Ooh.
That was phenomenal. She's like on Reddit pages now trying to figure out when they're going to bring this brownie back. She's like, I'm dreaming.
Really? That good? I'd love to try that.
So good. Mm. But I don't know what and I'm going to butcher this, the coffee.
Yeah. Cafita or something.
Totally butchering the name. I don't know what it is.
It's phyllo dough that's chopped up and toasted. So, because like baklava is like that. And then it's supposed to be like pistachio cream. And that, so then you get that texture. Yeah. But there's a Greek cafe in Grand Blanc that I've gone to a couple times, and they make little Greek donuts, or just like little airy donuts that are deep fried. And then they drizzle it with pistachio cream and chocolate and the katifa stuff. Oh, chef's kiss.
Yum.
I would eat my weight in that, and then I would be double my weight. So
makes
good.
Her own pistachio cream too.
I need to figure out how to do that. I wonder if it was pistachios are not cheap. So
no.
I need to figure out, but unless you buy it Aldi, you guys know I love Aldi. I will always sing its praises.
I know. Aldi is great.
Well, my mother-in-law were like, we got to go to Costco because we can get this bag of pistachios for $17. And I'm like, or I can go to Aldi and get one for, you know, $3.99.
Right. Ooh, chocolate coconut sounds good.
Love a good chocolate coconut. Mm.
Oh, we forgot to ask you guys if we're orange.
Oh.
On our computer screen, we look like Oompa Loompa orange.
This is just my color now.
We were so curious if it was just like the display settings.
Honestly, or
if you legit look orange.
We just like jaundice.
Yeah.
Like we have liver damage and I actually do. Like, so
severe.
Yeah.
Super curious. Yeah. I'm thinking it's just the TV for some reason.
I hope so because it is a weird.
No, we don't look orange. Okay. I mean, it is like aggressive orange.
Literally like 1 minute before Britton's trying to figure out the TV. And we're just like, why are we orange? Like, we don't know why.
Yeah, I was trying to see if there was some display setting that changed or whatever.
I'm moving the lights around. Yeah. Standing up, standing down.
I mean, the level of orange is crazy.
I wonder if I took a picture of it and put it on our page that they'd be able to see it.
The pillow over in that chair in our skin is the same color.
Let me see if you guys can see how orange we are. I'm going to post this on the page later.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God.
So good. Good to know it's just the screen.
You didn't want to break out into the Lollipop Guild song.
No, not particularly.
Do you know the words?
Okay. We were just wondering what the settings were, and Logan wasn't here to help us. So we were just going to roll with it.
We represent the Lollipop Guild. That's all I got.
I don't even know the song.
The new Wicked is coming out pretty soon.
Yeah.
It looks like it might be pretty good.
I mean, I liked the first song.
I did too. I thought it was good. Yeah. Are there any other good movies coming out? I don't really know.
I don't really follow movies, I guess. Yeah. So.
Can't remember. Oh, but we're going to see Downton Abbey next week, right? On Wednesday? Can you go? I think we're supposed to go for book club and see the new Downton Abbey.
That says football practice, I'm sure, but... Mm. Jason could probably take it.
Okay. That's important because, you know, the new Downton. Yeah. I think it's supposed to be the last one. I think it's called final something.
Jason can take him to practice.
Okay, so. Good. I know I've got to make sure my husband can take my youngest to driver's training.
We have practice for something every day.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Every single day.
I remember that life. And now it's just like, all right.
It's exhausting. We are home on Sundays sometimes.
Yeah. Spinal Tap too. Oh, is that what's coming out? Gosh, I don't know what. I don't know that I ever saw the first one.
I've never heard of it.
Me neither.
Okay. I don't follow movies, I guess.
What I like right now, and I don't actually watch these movies, but I think it's really funny, is know that like Bambi and Popeye and Winnie the Pooh are coming out into the public domain, that they're doing, there's nobody like redoing them. They're doing terror movies. Like Winnie the Pooh is a slasher. Horror,
yeah.
And like Popeye the Slayer Man. And Bambi. Okay. And I did read the synopsis of the Bambi one. And I think it's like the hunter that killed Bambi's mom. Like Bambi goes rogue to go kill.
That sounds wild.
Like foaming at the mouth Bambi. Like,
yeah.
With glowing red eyes.
Crazy.
Really different.
Oh, a spoof on rocks,
funny. Yeah. Okay. Oh, you know what? The one they just redid. They didn't redo it. They did Naked Gun, like a new Naked Gun, which I'd never seen those.
I'm sorry, Bill. I was born in the 90s.
Not knowing Spinal Tap. I'll go home and I'll tell my husband and then he'll make me watch it. Don't worry, Bill. I'll have a full report by next week, I'm sure.
Well, and my kids like to tell me that I was born in the 1900s.
Oh, geez.
Which is great.
Which is... You know? I mean,
that's like the worst thing to hear. They're like, Mom, you were born in the 1900s.
Get on your covered wagon. Well, hope you don't get dysteria.
They're like, did you dip your pen in ink? I'm like, no.
Okay.
We had pens and computers. Like, I did not dip my pen in ink.
So I think I've said this before, but my mom has a photo of her when she was little. She was born in 1955, and it's a black and white photo. And I forever thought that the whole world was black and white because my mom had a black and white photo. And it wasn't until, I can't remember how old I was when I realized that everything was always in color.
60s and the 50s. Nice.
I like it.
The 50s, I feel like, were fun.
Do we need to do a 60s box since we did a 70s box this time around?
I would have loved to live through like the 70s and 80s. I think that would have been fun.
I feel like I couldn't have teased my hair high enough for the 80s.
I would have loved it.
You would have loved it.
Yeah.
I like a lot of the music of, I like classic rock is like one of my favorite genres. Same. In the 60s, like I always loved watching the Monkees, like the Monkees TV show when I was like 14.
Yeah.
Love a lot of music from that era.
Yeah.
Definitely prefer it to, I don't really listen to a lot of the music today.
No.
I think we're dating ourselves though. kids these days and their music. It's just trash.
Fair. Fair.
Yeah.
I mean, that my kids walk around saying stuff. I have no idea.
You mean like shizzy and like, you know.
No, it's like the skibbity and whatever. Yeah. The 6, 7. They're always walking around saying that. I don't even know what they're on about.
I asked my kids what something meant. They're like, that's just brain rot. And I'm like, yeah, it sounds like it, actually.
I don't think my kids actually know what any of it is. They're just repeating what other kids are saying in school.
It's ridiculous.
Crazy.
I'm not down with the Gen Z low.
No. Are they even Gen Z? Are they Gen Alpha?
I can't keep track.
I'm not sure.
I don't even know what we are
anymore. We're millennials.
Yeah. I think I'm at the, like, the end of the or the beginning, the very beginning of the millennial.
I don't know. Because London's like the end.
Well, like, I'm like the...
You're the beginning, and then London's like the end. Yeah. We're very firmly millennials. It's
making us boomers feel so old. I never teased my hair in the 80s. Think,
like, Sedona's Gen X. And
straight with bangs. Classic, yes.
I think my kids might be Gen Alpha.
And I wonder when that started. Sure. I don't know.
I'm going to have to look it up now.
Yeah.
The boomers.
The boomers. Hey, we appreciate you guys.
Yeah.
That's all great. Right.
Well, we're going to get back to the warehouse. I hope you guys are excited about the new flavors, and those should be launching September 29th.
For National Coffee Day.
For National Coffee Day.
Yes.
Yay. Right.
Okay.
Have a wonderful week.
And don't forget, we have our fall sale going on now. If you need something, you know, grab a few bags. We're either 20 or 25% off. One of the two, I don't remember. So, you know,
my kids tell me that I don't understand Gen Alpha.
Same. And I don't want to. I don't want to understand you.
It's confusing.
Yeah. You guys just live your life.
I think they seem a little feral.
Yeah. You guys just raise your own self.
Right.
All right. Have a great rest of your week, guys. Take care.